From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Andrew Yost. Multiple Missouri lawmakers say Democratic Governor Jay Nixon will veto a bill aimed at revamping the state's student transfer law. Republican bill sponsor Representative David Wood and Senator David Pierce say Nixon's legislative affairs director told them that the governor will veto the bill. Nixon's office says he will take action on the bill today, but has not confirmed he will veto the bill. Current law requires failing districts to pay tuition for students to transfer to better performing schools nearby. But struggling schools have said that's created a financial hardship for them as they try to regain accreditation. This year's bill would have accredited schools by building so students in failing districts could transfer to better performing schools in their district. The goal is to keep students and tuition dollars close to home. Critics say provisions to expand charter and virtual schools cater to special interests. More than 100,000 people are without power, and trees and power lines are down after strong storms swept through the Kansas City metropolitan area. Kansas City Power and Light says about 107,000 customers are without power early this morning. Independence Power and Light reported 42,000 customers without power. The National Weather Service says the storms that roared through the area overnight included gusts up to 80 miles per hour and heavy rain. Local media reports show numerous trees down, making some roads impassable. Clay County authorities closed Missouri 69 near Mosby because of flash flooding. No serious injuries have been reported. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled yesterday to uphold tax subsidies for health insurance in states like Missouri, which did not create their own health insurance marketplace under the Affordable Care Act. Brand Sablesmith from the KBIA Health and Wealth Desk reports.
Nearly 200,000 Missourians use the subsidies to help buy health insurance on the federal marketplace, and in today's decision, the Supreme Court allowed them to continue. Martha Stevens with the Missouri Rural Crisis Center says the tax credits are especially important in rural areas.
Over 110,000 people that are living in outside of Missouri urban centers are benefiting from the tax credits.
U.S. Senator Roy Blunt expressed disappointment in the ruling and vowed to keep fighting the health care law. Last week, Blunt addressed the rising cost of premiums.
The fact that we've seen these huge increases in individual policies is one of the great fallacies of the plan that the president forced on the Congress and the country.
This year, more than 250,000 Missourians bought health insurance through the federal marketplace. Bram Sablesmith, KBIA News.
A new water main being connected will cause road closure and leave about 70 people under a water boil advisory for a few days. Columbia Water and Light replaced the water main on Texas Avenue yesterday. Utility service specialist Connie Kaprowitz says the pipe will be replaced with an 8 or 12-inch water main. The water main replacement will affect about 70 people living close by. Kaprowitz says water pressure may drop, leading to chemicals entering the water. Residents in this area should boil water they plan to consume. I'm Andrew Yost, KBIA News, Columbia.